perfect accord with all the fallen, corrupt, selfish, proud, evil desires of sinners. This is a false kind of Christianity and a false view of God. God is the one who reserves the right to make you well. Have not I made the blind and the lame and the halt, he says, or to allow you to be sick. God has the right to make you prosperous or to give you little. God reserves the right to control the circumstances and events and experiences of your life for his own ends and his own purpose. False religion is the most heinous of all sins because it's a violation of the great commandment to love the Lord your God, the true one, with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength. And false religion that borrows his name but creates a false God and borrows the name of Christ but creates a false Christ is the worst kind of blasphemy. By the way, I've said these things in a letter to the people at TBN because I know that they would hear this, and I put it in a letter. They weren't too happy about it. But I need to say that. Do you understand? This is a burden for me. And I think preachers like this who preach this stuff hate the true God. I really believe that. I believe they hate the true God, and they are afraid to death that somebody might find out who he really is. That he's a God of absolute sovereignty, that he's a God of absolute knowledge. He is a God of perfect wisdom. He is a God of perfect holiness. He is in perfect control of everything, absolutely sovereign over everything. That kind of God terrifies these kinds of people. And he is a God who is concerned about fulfilling things on a spiritual level, whether you ever receive anything on a temporal level. I think they have hatred for the true God. They hide the true God from the eyes of their followers, and they put in his place an idol of their own making with the same God. Do you remember in Exodus when they made the golden calf? Did you know that when the Israelites made the golden calf, that was their representation of Jehovah? That was their representation of Jehovah. We have it again today. We have even in the church the unknown God invented by man and worshiped. The comfortable God. The God who can't be responsible for everything. The God who can't be absolutely just, absolutely sovereign. The God who is to be honored in everything. The God who is the very source of our existence, in whom we live and move and have our being. The God who sets the boundaries of all nations. Therefore, the God who is, believe me, in control of every nation's history and every nation's place in history. We don't like that God.